plate a potential nugget.
Let's move to the book, Search Inside Yourself, Rich, if that's okay with you, and to,
sure.
and to the organization. I read the book by Meng with a lot of interest. Would love to explore a few themes, but before we dive in, I'd love to get a sense of the origins of the program. Where all does it draw from, and give us a sense of the why behind the program and some of the foundational pillars of the program.
Right. Well, one thing that happens when you're in a hyper-growth company like Google that has these very audacious goals is that life on a rocket ship can be difficult. Let's put it that way. So stress levels are high, conflict can become exacerbated, you know, all of the kind of natural human challenges and emotions that we feel in the course of life and work are magnified in a situation in which you have these kind of high growth, hyper growth companies. So I think at Google, you know, people were interested in finding solutions to be resilient and remain agile. And they started to look primarily at the neuroscience around this. And one of the things that the neuroscience started to point to was that there is a way that you can train your brain with a set of useful mental habits to help promote focus and mental clarity and mental stability in the face of many challenges. And the shorthand term for this would be mindfulness, using the skills of mindfulness. Now, this is based on neuroscience, the actual working of the different networks in your brain. And one thing they found in neuroscience in the past couple of decades is that the set of skills called mindfulness skills, which have a lot to do with attention and directing of attention, awareness and perception, and then self-regulation and management, which then also spills into relationship management in the interpersonal sphere. All of this can be trained and in the brain. And the brain actually will change once it starts taking up these mental exercises. Again, this might not be surprising. I mean, you know, I think this podcast, of course, is going out in India, a place where pretty much mindfulness was invented. So this is probably may not be news for folks there. But the sort of empirical neuroscience of it is fairly new, at least in the West. And so what they were interested in Google was looking at the ways that these mental skills change the brain and prepare you for the kind of environment in which you find yourself and help you succeed in that environment. So search, as in search, like Google search, but inside yourself was born. Search Inside Yourself, that's the name of the curriculum, that really then combines the skills of mindfulness together with neuroscience and emotional intelligence as the outcome. Because what we realized is people aren't so interested in doing a stress buster as much as they are in developing a new kind of intelligence, which was emotional intelligence. And so SIY, Search Inside Yourself, is a mindfulness-based emotional intelligence curriculum that was developed specifically for initially for Google engineers and then broadly for the Google population.
And today, talk to us a little bit about the mission at Search Inside Yourself. Now, clearly, it's set up as an independent entity working with organizations around the world.
So yes.
For the purpose of the listeners, give us a sense of what's the vision here?
Yeah, well, so we started seeing, as we rolled this curriculum out, we started seeing tremendous success. So thousands of Google employees were going through it every year. And it occurred to us that, you know, there could be a great benefit. We started getting a lot of requests from other organizations to offer this to them. And so, you know, we had a conversation with the head of HR, my boss at the time, a man named Laszlo Bach. And we agreed that there would be a way that we could create a separate nonprofit organization called Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute, or SILI, SILI.org. And its mission would be to offer this curriculum to the world, in effect, to make mindfulness and emotional intelligence practical and accessible, and really take this approach of science-based and evidence-based tools to help people thrive. So, you know, some 6-7 years ago, we rolled the Institute out of Google as a separate standalone nonprofit organization, and began offering this broadly to the world. We still share the IP with Google. This curriculum is still run within Google every year. Again, still thousands of employees take it, but now other organizations through the Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute can also experience the curriculum for themselves.
In my leadership development work with entrepreneurs in the Indian startups ecosystem, I noticed that a lot of them start out early in their careers because they see a big problem to be solved and they dive right in. They often have clarity around the product and the tech piece, around the big challenge they are after. That often gets them from a 0 to 1, to borrow from Peter Thiel. But when it comes to a 1 to 10 or a 10 to 100, a lot of the leadership is often about people-related issues. How do you set the culture in the team? How do you handle conflict? How do you manage multiple stakeholders when you have a few rounds of investors and more employees in your system, and so on and so forth? And the strange thing is that while people are taught some of the hard skills, some of these interpersonal and emotional tools are often left to chance for people to figure out. While I see the founders have mentors who help them on business-related decisions and choices, they often don't proactively solve for scaling up on this dimension. And I find that this is a key missing piece that needs to be proactively solved for as an organization transitions from a startup to a scale-up. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For curated insights by theme, you could visit the curated playlist section on the website. There you will have perspectives of multiple people on the topics you're curious about. If you want to listen offline, say during a gym session or a plane or a car ride, you could download the podcast from iTunes, Google Podcast Player, Spotify, Savan, and most of the podcast platforms. If you find the content purposeful, please share and rate and review on any of the platforms where you consume the podcast. Thank you.